We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on June 22, 2025 at the First Presbyterian Church of Wildwood, Florida. The title is A Bed of Roses.
Our gospel reading for today comes from the gospel according to Luke chapter 8. The reading for today actually comes immediately following the story of Jesus calming the storm on the lake. Then they arrived at the region of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on shore, a man from the city who had demons met him. For a long time, he had not worn any clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, shouting at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd stampeded down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they became frightened. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then the whole throng of people of the surrounding region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Does it sometimes seem like the needs of people near us and people far away are just so endless and overwhelming? We can feel so inadequate and useless in trying to help. Our efforts are like a tiny drop of water in the ocean. As much as we may like to think our problems and the challenges of these days are so overwhelming, it is nothing new. Surely the people of old felt this same way at times. Surely Jesus felt this way at times. But unlike you and me, Jesus indeed did have the burdens of the world upon his shoulders, and it never let up. Jesus' life was not a bed of roses. We hear in our gospel reading for today of yet another occurrence of someone in need coming to Jesus for help. Almost as soon as he put his foot on shore, as he got out of the boat, this person recognized Jesus for who he was. However, he didn't simply come asking for help. He starts out in quite a different direction. He shouts out, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of God? Don't torment me." Jesus knew what was going on, and it didn't faze him. Yet you can almost imagine Jesus thinking, "Give me a break. It just never stops." That, however, would be putting our very human reaction on Jesus, something his divine nature would not accept. Indeed, Scripture tells us that at times Jesus would go away privately to pray, in essence, to have a conversation with God, his Father. Jesus did not do that to escape the realities and needs of this world, but more like a time out to recharge his batteries, something all of us need from time to time. Jesus didn't run and hide from the needs of this world, but much like first responders, he ran towards the needs and problems around him. We are called to follow that example, to actively pursue and respond to the needs of people around us, our neighbors, whether right next door or on the other side of the world, all part of loving our neighbors. The man in our gospel story didn't ask Jesus to take care of his problem. Rather, he asked that Jesus not torment him. I don't see Jesus tormenting anyone, but certainly most of us look for Jesus to take care of whatever problem we may be dealing with. We don't tend to ask Jesus to just not make it any worse. We want him to fix it. In our reading from the prophet Isaiah, we hear God's words to Isaiah, words expressing God's frustration with us. I think we often picture God as being some all-powerful, emotionless, perhaps cold-hearted entity. But this reading conveys emotions. Divinity does not somehow mean there can be no emotion. Jesus was divine, but also completely human. The death of Jesus' friend Lazarus, recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, clearly shows Jesus being emotional. That account has the shortest verse of Scripture. Jesus wept. Jesus shared in the sorrow of those gathered to mourn. Yes, Jesus soon raised Lazarus from the tomb of death. But in that moment, he showed that even he felt the emotion of sorrow and grief. His divinity did not preclude the genuine display of emotion. God wants us to call upon him with our prayers for whatever we may need. He is ready to be there for those who don't even see their need for him. God wants the nations to call upon his name for help and for direction. There is clearly disappointment when we do not do so. Perhaps God weeps when we choose our way over God's way. We sense that disappointment in the Isaiah reading, but also there is the promise that God does not hold grudges. We heard, "So I will do for my servant's sake and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it." So God really wants us to seek him. But back to the gospel story with Jesus. Jesus wasn't going to torment this man who clearly recognized who he was when the man said, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God." Actually, Jesus had already commanded the unclean spirits to leave the man, though the man did not ask him to do so. The idea of spirits, whether good or bad, likely seems strange to us. Just doesn't fit with our contemporary understandings of the world. But clearly, Scripture speaks of such spirits. We hear of demons and of angels. I have no doubt some of us have experienced the presence of both at various times in our lives. Perhaps we don't recognize them as such, but sense something nonetheless. In the case of this man Legion in our gospel story, Jesus calls for the demon spirits to come out of him. And there is conversation between these spirits and Jesus. I think that is where the story gets confusing to us. We have to remember, though, that this is Jesus talking to them and commanding them. Jesus, the Son of God, not just some guy along the road. Those evil or unclean spirits were very real. Jesus commanded them into the nearby swine, which then stampeded into the water and were drowned, destroying these evil spirits. Through this, Legion was freed from the bondage he had been in for so many years. Legion and the people around him were in awe of what they had seen Jesus do. Some were afraid, but Legion rejoiced. Have you experienced such change in your life? Perhaps feeling a presence helping you at a time of great need? Perhaps a time when you were afraid of something, and it came upon you and comforted you. Perhaps guided you. Have you had times when the flip side was true? Those demons may have tempted you to do something you knew was wrong, but they gnawed at your conscience until you did something you would otherwise not do, knowing it was wrong. We are at times led into sin. But thank our loving God, there is forgiveness when we repent and ask for it. I know I have experienced such times in my life, both times of positive spirits and of evil spirits. I may not have recognized them as such at the time, but I think they were present, working their ways for good or for bad. That doesn't mean we can blame our wrongs on the demons. We are called to resist sin and wrongdoing in our lives. And we have Jesus on our side to help us. We do, however, need to call on him to help us in those desperate times, that we may live lives of faith and goodness, and to call on him when we are in need of any kind of healing or help. Jesus will send his Spirit upon us. You can count on that. May it be so in our lives. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you promise your presence to us always. Help us to be open to the ways you come among us, to care for us and to love us. For that we give you thanks and praise. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on June 22, 2025, at the First Presbyterian Church of Wildwood, Florida, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was A Bed of Roses. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.